From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iranian missiles fly close to U.S. carrier. U.S. military officials say Iran test-fired missiles Saturday that passed within 1,500 meters of the American aircraft carrier, the USS Harry S. Truman. The carrier was passing through international shipping lanes in the Strait of Hormuz. There were several other vessels in the area. Officials called Iran's actions highly provocative. They say Iran's Navy gave a radio announcement less than an hour before firing the missiles, telling ships to clear out of the area. None of the missiles were fired at any of the ships. Iraqi military officials say Sunni tribal fighters are helping hold territory in Ramadi. Small pockets of resistance remain in the city after Iraqi forces recaptured the main government complex. The African Union is threatening to place sanctions on Burundi's political factions if they fail to attend peace talks next month. The AU is pushing all sides to resolve their differences and avert violence. Representatives of the government and the political opposition are slated to meet January 6th in Tanzania, but the government and the opposition, which met Monday in Uganda, are at odds about how to resolve their differences, and the government has rejected the African Union's plan to send 5,000 peacekeepers to Burundi to protect civilians. Brussels' mayor has canceled the Belgian capital's annual New Year's Eve celebration because of a terrorist threat. Mayor Yvan Meyer said, according to a crisis center analysis, it would not be possible to screen the tens of thousands of people who are expected to turn out. Also, Turkey has detained two suspected Islamic State members believed to be planning suicide attacks on New Year's celebrations in Ankara. This is VOA News. The United Nations Agency for Refugees says more than 1 million people emigrated to the European Union in 2015, compared with 216,000 a year earlier. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees said Wednesday more than 80% of the refugees landed in Greece. Most of those landed from Turkey. Most of the others crossed the Mediterranean from Libya and landed in Italy. The agency said about half of the refugees are fleeing from Syria. Another 21% come from Afghanistan. A U.S. newspaper is reporting that the United States spied on the communications of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The Wall Street Journal reported that the White House decided to secretly keep certain allies under close watch, with Mr. Netanyahu topping the list. President Barack Obama promised 2 years ago to curtail eavesdropping on friendly heads of state. The report said the U.S. captured communications between Mr. Netanyahu and his aides while pursuing a nuclear arms agreement with Iran. Voters went to the polls in the Central African Republic Wednesday. Long lines of voters turned out in the capital, Bangui. Although some polling stations opened late, there were no reports of violence or major irregularities. More than 700 members of the Rwandan rebel group FDLR surrendered in the Democratic Republic of Congo during 2015, according to the United Nations. Nick Long has more.
In October, a group of UN experts on the DRC reported that 339 of the group's combatants had been captured or had surrendered over the first 8 months of the year. But last week, the UN mission in the DRC, MONUSCO, reported a surge in surrenders. The head of MONUSCO's Disarmament, Demobilization and Reintegration, or DDR section, Taz Grayling, said that from the start of the year up to December, 710 FDLR members have been disarmed and demobilized, of whom 315 were children. The rate of surrenders has accelerated since October, and those coming forward are in very bad physical and mental condition, she added. Nick Long, Goma.
U.S. comedian and actor Bill Cosby appeared in a Pennsylvania courtroom Wednesday to be arraigned on criminal charges stemming from the alleged sexual assault of a woman in 2004. Prosecutors in Montgomery County announced Wednesday Cosby is being charged with aggravated indecent assault.
Charges today are filed as a result of new information that came to light in July of 2015. Statute of limitations in this type of case is 12 years. After determining that the statute of limitations regarding potential criminal offenses had not yet expired, the investigation was reopened.
If found guilty, Cosby could face up to 10 years in prison and a $25,000 fine. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.